Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us. Our mission is to educate, empower, and enlighten.
And if you have any questions or comments or any feedback, please go to Divine Goddess Radio on Facebook, as well as email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We do goddess parties, so if you're wanting, we can even do it by Skype, believe it or not. You just bring the computer, and we can be there with your group of gals and guys or whatever. And so if you have 10 people, then the host gets a really doggone good deal. You can call and set up a session with Marie at 651-303-0555. Or Beth at 651-900-4136. We do readings individually, or we can also, I think we have it on the website of Together Too. If you're wanting to set up a session, go to divinegoddessradio.com. And we would love for you to check out our other Facebook page, the Divine Goddess Healing Center. It's a fun little space that we have, that we have all of our products that are for sale. So again, the Divine Goddess Healing Center. And did I leave anything else? I can't remember.
Nope. If you want to book sessions, you can go directly to the website, goddessradio.com, and we each have a page. So you can choose whatever time session you would like, and just click on the pay now button. And then once we get notified, we'll contact you to set up a time.
And you guys, the energies are crazy today. We're Marie and I, if you saw. We're just sitting here leaning into the computer going, okay, I'm very tired.
It's like Monday, it's blah, it's gray, and the energies are weird. I mean, this whole weekend was
interesting.
I don't know about you, but I'm getting so tired of the negativity on Facebook. It's just like, God, people, just move on now. Can we just, we know what we have to do. Let's just.
I hide all of it. I don't get how people. Ugh. I see people going, that's it. I'm deleting my Facebook account. And I'm going, just hide it. Why are people not hiding posts?
Because it's even people that we know that are posting. And it's like, come on. Enough's enough now. Let's just turn it around and be light. Because this whole scenario that's going on really has to. It's pointing out to all of us that are light workers that we really have to shine. And now let's all turn it around. It is what it is, but now we have to work towards bringing in the goodness and the light. So rather than just wah about it, let's turn it around and do something about it. And that means you got to be positive, you know, fill it up with love, fill the pages up with love. That's what we want to see. I want to see happy things. I know that people are still upset and, you know, people are organizing, which is great, but make it positive.
Yeah, make it positive. My only thing I think I said is, isn't there like, is he 10 years old? There's a son there.
And I'm going, and stay I'm just away like, from the children.
And I'm just like, you know, stay away from the kids. The kids have nothing to do with parents.
He doesn't have anything to
you know,
do
but
with
that's yeah. That's my only thing is, you know, rise above you guys and don't be tacky like that because I'm going to look at you differently.
Oh.
And you just don't play with kids. You don't. But anyways, all in all, it has to go out the way it is, you guys.
Yeah.
It's about people standing up and finding their voices. And it can be done lovingly, but enough about that.
Right.
Let's look at what's supposed to be going on with
well,
the
so you know
energy wise.
Yeah. So Mercury retrograde ended, but we still have the shadow period.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And now this week is when it's finally we're out of shadow. So everything will be moving forward, which is good news. It may not feel like it today, but it will be moving forward. Friday is a new moon, which is a really good one. It's actually since we're out of the shadow and we're out of retrograde, this is the potent one. This is the real one to really manifest.
Is this the blue moon, black moon?
No, it's the new moon.
Oh, there's
a new moon. We
had
a new moon at the beginning of the year, but we were Mercury retrograde, so it kind of hampered what we, what of our manifestation was. So this is the moon that you want to
get clear on.
Get really clear on your intentions and manifest. Keep it positive. This whole week is a very powerful manifestation week with all the everything going direct, plus the new moon. Plus on Friday, it's the start of the Chinese New Year, which is the year of the rooster.
Which is what was that?
Which means it's all
cock-a-doodle-doo. Wake up!
Wake up! That's it. And it's a real, it's supposed to be a very moving forward, good experience.
happy year. So, you know what my suggestion is? So you use the rest of this week to get really clear, and because I've been doing it. I've been writing and then rewriting and then rewriting and then rewriting again, going, do I want that? No, I don't think I do. Yes, I do want this, and no, I don't. So I would say get really clear on what it is that you want to manifest. And that's even more, it's amazing what's coming out of me. It's like that's it. And then also, here's my suggestion, just because I had to go through it too. So maybe look at that. Look at what you've accomplished within the past year.
Yeah.
We've made a lot of strides, and it wasn't until this morning that I went, holy mother of pearls, did I make big. And even though Marie lists them off for me one day, I'm going, yeah. But it wasn't until, I bet you I wrote 10 pages front and back. I'm going, and it wasn't just about the physical things. It's all the things that I energetically and mentally and emotionally claim. It's like, wow, my God, I really did accomplish a lot.
Yeah, so, I think that's a big one with the new moon. I mean, really take stock of how you have improved over the past year. Everything that you went through was for a reason, because you obviously came out of it on the other side. So take stock of that and really pat yourself on the back for having those achievements. And they can be little and they can be big. It could be that you completely changed your mind, way of thinking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you changed the thought, that which is huge for you.
Yeah.
Celebrate that.
That's a whole new awareness. Did you know that when you change your thought, that's a whole new awareness that you allowed to come in, so you could let go of an old way? So it's like, we don't even think about that, but that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Took my guide saying, Beth, for God's sake, would you realize what you've accomplished? It's like, oh, thank you.
Right. Thank you very much. I mean, I look at my past year and everything that I went through, and dang it, I'm here, and it's can only make me stronger, and it did make me stronger. And I feel like I've you know, stepped away from the wishy-washiness and the going, oh, should I or shouldn't I, and going, you know what, nope, I'm now putting one foot in front of the other, and I'm determined to do what I want to do. And that's the way this year is going
to
be.
Oh my God, I've been waiting for her to she did it. Hallelujah, people. Hallelujah. Now it's me stepping in my stuff too.
Well, it just comes to a point where I think you get pushed and pushed and pushed so much that you're like, okay, I get it. And, you know, I had to also come out of my comfort zone last week, which I did.
Oh.
And it's still part of me, like over the weekend, was going,
did I make the right choice?
Okay, I could have just stayed, and it would have been easy, and it would have been comfortable, and I could have just carried on. But then I don't see myself growing. So, you know, this way it pushes me out there to really go, okay, girl, let's get moving.
You know what we should do today before we even take calls? We should draw a card. Do you have any cards here?
Yeah.
Where are they at? I'll go get them right in the next room.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, we'll keep chitting.
Hold on. Let's pull a card and see what the energy is for today. To the left in that leopard bag on the floor. Right there. So we'll choose a deck and then we'll pull one.
Okay, folks, I'm going to reach in.
And then what I'll do is we'll save it. We'll save the card and we'll post it on both the Healing Center and the Divine Goddess Radio Facebook page, so you have a visual and a reminder.
It's one of,
as to,
I'm hearing it needs to be, oh no.
We were just talking about it over the weekend, going, we need to get rid of it. It's dark, it's nasty, and she pulls that deck. If you could have seen her face.
Oh my God, that was
hilarious. Okay, so obviously,
we have to
quit going by.
God. I gotta cleanse my hair.
Okay, we're supposed to have that one.
Okay.
And then which one are you being drawn to here?
which one? Left, right?
left. Okay. So we've got Ascended Masters. Okay, Beth, go ahead and pull a card from there.
All right, folks, set the intent of what do you need to know for this week. Let's set the intention for that. What do you need to know for this week? And this one is what one? The guides?
Ascended Masters.
Ascended Masters.
So let's see which Ascended Master is going to come out and give us a message.
Never going to be one, you guys. Nothing's one with me. Oh, my God, it actually is.
Just don't drop the whole
Ooh,
thing.
Ooh, look at that one. That
Ooh.
One?
Oh, wow. Okay. So the card that she drew was Melchizedek.
That one has to be with it.
And that is the spiritual law of attraction. And then Epona, which is all about crystals.
All about crystals.
So so these are the two messages for the week that we pulled. And so spiritual law of attraction. Make sure that when you are, and I'm just going to read the card, whatever comes in. I'm not going to look at the book.
Yeah.
So whatever comes in. This kind of ties into the new moon and the retrograde going completely forward now. So be very, very clear in what it is that you want to manifest and what you want to attract for yourself. So keep your thoughts positive. So he's coming in, Melchizedek is coming in and affirming what we talked about literally about 3 minutes ago.
Thank you, Sir Melchizedek.
And then we have Epona. So there's a beautiful gal holding a huge crystal sitting on a unicorn. Make sure you use your crystals as a guide. And if you need any additional support or you feel you need the power of a crystal, whatever you're drawn to, let that come in and use that for your week in everything that you do. Okay. And then we picked two cards from the fairy tarot cards. First one is King of Autumn. Be assertive when it comes to what you know is right. Everything is going your way. A good person or company to work for. Oh my God, this one was for me. Okay, so the cards are actually supporting what we were just talking about a couple minutes ago. So be very clear in what you want. If you feel it's time to make the move, be assertive. It's okay, it'll go your way. And then Seven of Winter. Interesting. So it's kind of like almost an opposite of the one we just pulled. There's a better choice, not seeing things clearly, running away from the truth. So basically when you are, you know, doing your manifestations and you're looking at the stuff that you want to do, just be very clear in your choice. Don't do it because you're comfortable. Don't run away. Like if you know that something has to change and you don't want to do it, even though you know it'll be better for you, don't run away from that because it's comfortable or because you know that, you know, whatever the truth is.
I'm going to keep those out because I'll take a picture.
Yep, yep. Whatever the truth of the matter is, don't run away from it, even if it makes you uncomfortable. So it's giving you two separate messages that what you need to do is good, but look at the whole situation.
And you guys, I just want to say, because I don't know if we said this on our last reading, was it this month, that Marie and I have been on the air with Divine Goddess Radio for over 5 years now. So isn't it five?
2013.
Oh.
No.
14, 15, 16.
Yeah.
Oh, four years.
4 years.
Nothing to sit here and bat an eye on. Feels like 25. All right, you guys. Well, happy anniversary, Beth and Marie.
Yes, happy anniversary. So January is when we started in 2013. So
yes.
All right. So let's get started on our readings. We have actually someone who wrote in. So let's start with her.
Okay.
And her name is Ellen.
Ellen.
Is making a local move around April 1st a good idea?
To a new place to live?
I believe so.
The first thing I heard, if it's to a physical location, yes. It's going to be movement all around for you, I hear. It's going to be movement all around for you. There's going to be new friendships that are going to be coming in, new ways of looking at things. It's all newness, which that would be springtime, so that makes sense. So,
yep,
you're on the up and up, girl. You're on the up and up.
Yeah, and the move actually is a good idea because it will open up opportunities for you. So, I just heard it's a go, so it's a go. So anyway, hope that helps.
Thank you, Ellen.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be cool if it was Ellen DeGeneres? Ellen, make that move.
All right. Yes, a new resident, she said. So, okay. Let's jump in and grab our first caller.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? Can you hear us? Okay, I'll put you back on hold. God, I hope this works. We're doing a direct connect. All right, let me grab this caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hi.
Hi, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. What can we do for you?
Yes, hi. I was trying to see, I had a interview last Wednesday, and I was trying to see if you see if I'm going to get a job offer from it.
Okay, Kathy, and job offer.
I'm hearing not this one, yeah. Not this one, no. But there's one that you're going to be, and it doesn't feel like you have it doesn't feel like you have it out yet. But within 3 weeks, there's going to be an interview. There's going to be something that's going to be coming up, whether it's on email, Facebook, or somebody saying something about the place that you're going to put a resume towards. And then that's going to be the one. It looks like in 3 weeks, but no, not to this one.
Yeah, this one came up really heavy, and what I heard was there's too much crap around this particular job, so it's not in your highest good.
Yes. But you will be getting a job, so don't go into panic mode. Don't go into panic mode. You will be getting a job, just not this one.
And you said about 3 weeks soon?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It feels like you're going to be putting out some more resumes, though.
Right.
And I'm also hearing for you to contact a recruiter.
Yeah, I have that also. So are you saying 3 weeks that I know about the job or 3 weeks that I will have the offer?
Offer. I just heard the word offer. Offer.
Okay.
But it's not with the job. It's not with the one that you just recently interviewed on.
And Kathy, be very, very clear as to the type of job and the job duties and position that you want. Be very, very clear.
Yeah, I mean, I know what job or position I want. I just can't get a job offer. For whatever reason, so.
Because the right one hasn't come to you yet. That's why. They're holding it back for you until the right one comes in.
Hey, Kathy, sit here and just let go of the fear. Let go of the fear you're going to be provided for. Don't go in the fear that money is scarce. Just let it go, so that you can get into feeling what this next job is going to be like, the people you're going to be work with. The environment, what's your space going to look like? So get into that so you can allow all that wonderful, light, bright energy to come in. So let go of the fear. You're going to be taken care of. You are. Because there's like a sense of the energy is very hopeless. Don't be hopeless about it. Something is going to be coming up for you, and you're going to love it. It's just not the one that you're wanting right at this moment. It's going to be even better. So don't just settle. Don't settle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
You're going to be fine. You will be fine. Focus on trusting. Focus on trusting. Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Cheer up, buttercup. I know we've all been there. We've all been there.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi there, this is Bridget.
Ms. Bridget, what can we do for you?
I was wanting some spiritual guidance around finding the right place. I have 30 days to find it and move.
Oh, we're all in that space. So am I. I'm like, what?
Exactly.
I'm here. Yours is going to really land in your lap because you are ready. So are all your boxes, are you boxed up and ready to go?
So I've got to start packing is what you're asking.
Yep.
I mean, what
yep.
you're suggesting.
Yeah.
Yep, start packing, because that's telling the energy that you're ready to rock and roll, and then the manifest right there. You're going to find it right away. Get out of the fear. It's going to land. I'm hearing it's going to land right in your lap.
Yeah, I'm hearing that it's going to come through a friend or someone you know that they're going to say, hey, there's this great space that just came available. So it'll be through hearing it through someone else that you know.
And I'm hearing it'll be affordable for you. It'll be affordable. So just be excited about that. It's going to be in a positive neighborhood that's safe. There are going to be wonderful neighbors that are going to be like family. So look at how are you going to live there. So be excited about it.
Right. Do you see it's a place where I'm by myself or with other people in the house?
It feels like you're by yourself.
Okay.
Okay. And that's what you prefer, actually.
I do. I really do. So this place on Wednesday that I'm going to see is, what do you get around that?
Feels very light. Yeah. Feels very light.
Yep.
Yeah, feels very light. So be excited about it. Be excited about it. Enthusiastic.
Okay. Awesome.
You got it. Thank you for calling in.
Yep, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Oh, where'd it go? Oh. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Chelsea and I'm calling from Nova Scotia.
Hello, Miss Chelsea. What can we do for you?
Hi, ladies. I was just going to ask what you see for career for me.
Career.
Well, the first word that popped in was transition.
Okay. Chelsea, are you feeling like you're in the muck and yuck going, I don't know what the heck I'm supposed to be doing with my life?
Just career-wise, yeah, a little bit.
Okay, let that go. There's this heaviness in your solar plexus. Just let that go. Just let it go so that your heart, because it can weigh on your heart, just let it go, and you're going to be shown messages and dreams. So make sure you have a writing paper and a writing utensil next to your bed. And you're going to remember them in the morning. So before you even touch the ground, write down everything that you remember. I'm hearing there's going to be a lot of metaphors that start coming into your life. Your guides are being very playful with you right now. It's about really tuning in and tapping into your passion.
Yeah.
Through your passion, you find your purpose.
That's what I was getting for you, too, is that you're not clear on your passion yet, and you need to be very, very clear. Because things have been kind of falling to the wayside as far as your regular job, and it's kind of like, why is this not working? And it's because you're not giving due diligence to your passion.
Okay.
I hear it's an association with healing work, and there's so many different ways that you can do healing work. So that's where you have to go, what's going to trip my trigger.
Okay.
Yeah. And and also the healing work can be incorporated into your mainstream job too.
Because you can heal with your words, you can heal with your hands, you can heal with just your presence of, you know, staying in a space of love and light for people who are really struggling. So what do you want your environment to look like? What do you want to be doing? You want to work with groups of people, one person at a time? What do you want to do? Do you want to be your own boss? So that's where you need to get clear. But your messages are going to be metaphors. If my guy said that to me right now, there would be, I'm telling you, a rant and a rave. But they want you to not be so serious, and just have fun in the process.
Are you working in a bank right now?
Yeah, I do work for a bank.
Okay. The transition, because I just kept hearing transition with you. The banking industry, you're there for a little bit while longer because you have to shift it. You're there to shift it. So just hang in there for a little while longer, but be very, very clear on how you want to shift it.
You're on the right path, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Just remember your guides are being playful with you. You're not as disconnected as you think you are.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. You're on the right path. Yeah. You're on the right path. But be journaling. Journal, journal, journal. Thank you for calling in, sweetie.
Thank you so much. Congratulations on 5 years, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Have
you.
A great
Take
day.
Care.
Bye-bye.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Okay. See y'all. Oh. Okay. Let's see y'all.
Let's see y'all.
Says,
because,
let's see y'all.
A couple of callers that I had in queue are gone.
Okay. How dare they?
Hi there. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello. This is Shruti and I'm calling from Arizona. And congratulations on the anniversary and happy new year.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. What can we do for you, ma'am?
It seems the theme of the day is careers. So I have a similar question as the previous call.
That and moving.
Yes, you're all moving. So I'm looking for a new opportunity. And what do you see regarding that?
Okay, Shruti, let's see. So are you currently working right now?
No, I was just laid off. In January, a couple of weeks ago. Mm.
Why do I see artwork with you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do artsy fartsy stuff?
No, I'm not. I'm very analytical. And management and things like that.
Did you have something to do with airplanes?
The company I was working for, yes. It was an aerospace area.
Okay.
The industry was aerospace area.
I was because I was thinking of aviation.
And I lived close to an airport, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was.
Okay. Let's see what's coming down the road for you. Okay, use this time, Shruti, to really open up and define what it is that you want. You tend to put yourself on the back burner. So your guides are really saying, okay, sit down and say, what is it that I really want? You do enjoy what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely have the mind. Your mind is like you said, very analytical.
You know, what's going to help you get into that energy of really tapping into what you really want to do? I mean, this is fine. It's what you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that's forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's right here. It's art. I hear art with you. Art is going to open up a creative pathway for you, and that will allow that intuitive and that inner guidance to come forth. So whether you want to show up and write a blog, whether you want to start painting pictures, doesn't mean you're going to sell them, but you don't know what that could turn into. And I've had a lot of people fight that, and a lot of them have turned around and said, oh my god, I never thought I would absolutely love doing this. So it doesn't mean it's going to turn into a career, but don't put a limit on it because you don't know what you're going to channel.
Yeah, that's because I had picked that up too, that you stifle your creative side, but you need to let it come out.
What people don't realize is we are all, as a humanity, on our sacral chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a creative, that's where our creativity comes from. Our creative thinking, our creative doing. So art and expressing yourself, whether it's through dance, whether it's through taking, like a fun art class, whatever, but do it so you learn how to express yourself differently, because then you're honoring that feminine part of you, because creativity is femininity.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of masculine energy. Do. Now you got to receive.
Yeah.
You're out of balance.
Yeah. And you got to receive for yourself.
Yep.
You always, like I said before, you put yourself on the back burner, but use this time to put yourself on the front burner. And also, they're saying you need to open your crown chakra a little more. You tend to shut that down and meditate a little bit more.
Okay. So and how would I, what is the guidance regarding opening up the crown chakra? And also, what am I doing? Because I'm not very cognizant that I'm shutting it down. So what am I doing that's causing it to shut down?
It's just your analytical mind shuts it down.
Not so, trusting, when you don't trust, you can shut anything down.
Mm-hmm.
Go onto YouTube, and there's a lot of wonderful YouTube videos, whatever is going to jump out at you, so discern for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be crown chakra meditation there.
Yeah. Also, not only trusting, but believe in what you're getting. Part of you is like, that's not real. That can't be real. But believe in what you're getting and let it keep coming in. Yeah.
That makes sense. That trusting my intuition.
Yes.
Am I not doing it or resisting that?
Yes, you are resisting it.
So.
Step into it, baby. Step into it.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Are you picking up anything about if I'm going to be getting something? Are you picking up anything regarding if I'm going to be, starting a new job?
Within 3 months is what I picked up. Yep, within 3 months. They want you to take a little break for yourself, though, and use this time to do your self-care, and then it'll come in.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. So, and I've been doing that. So since December, I've been taking care of myself. So I'm on the path.
Good. Awesome. Excellent.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Again, congratulations. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Okay.
Hey, put a door.
Sorry.
Put out the window.
Hi, who are you speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Devin calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Devin, how you doing?
All right, how's it going?
Very good. What can we do for you, sir?
Oh, yes, I want to know, what do you see? I'll go with relationships coming next 2 years.
Like a romantic relationship, is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
If there's going to be one within the next 2 years, I don't need one now, but within the next 2 years, that'll be good. Okay. You've done a lot of work on yourself, Devin, internal work. So you need to really step back and you need to give yourself kudos for that because your guides are witness to your evolving and they're very, very proud of you because it has not been easy. So now as the human, you need to look at that going, wow, look at how I've changed my perspective and the way that I look at relationships, not just friends, but romantic, with family, with everything and with yourself. So really give yourself kudos for that.
Yeah, you've released a lot of ancestral and old family beliefs.
Oh, yeah.
You've released a lot of that. So that is really awesome because it's helped you evolve in your ascension, which is, opens up your spiritual path. So good for you. Kudos to you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yes, you will have somebody coming in, but right now it's like working on the time of getting clear on who do you want? Do you want somebody to mirror back what it is that you put out towards them? So be very clear who you want to come into your life so that they can start working on the perfect person coming to you. But you have to be able to mirror back what you asked for. And don't just say, hey, just anybody that looks good. You've come too far. You've come too far just for that. So get down to the nitty gritty of it.
Yep.
And not 36, 24, 36. That's not what they're asking.
That could be the icing on the cake,
Yeah.
It could be.
Yes, it could be.
But make your list. Like literally make a list of what it is that you want in your relationship. The things that you want, the things that you don't want, you can make a separate list and then just burn that one.
And you want a woman who's confident, she's on her path spiritually, that she's here and she's evolving so you can evolve together, and move forward. So you want to make sure that you ask for that. Your guides are saying, make sure you ask for that.
Okay. Sweet. Okay. So it won't be unevil, so it won't be one person evolve, another person, staying stagnant.
Yeah. Sits back, yep. You want to be evolving together, so you're working on your stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, they're supportive as you are supportive, and, you know, and whatever, if you're wanting somebody who wants to be exploring new things and somebody who's excited about life.
Yeah, you want someone to join the journey with you and to grow with you.
And that's in all of your life, not just
yeah.
spiritually, in all your life, to where
it'll
you're
be,
growing together.
It'll be after 6 months.
Yep.
So, you know, just keep working on yourself, enjoy yourself for the next 6 months until you get to that point where you really know what it is that you want.
Okay. So the, as far as evolving, the religion part won't come in, will it? Because if they're religious, I mean, what, that's not going to be a factor, is it?
That she's religious? Well, you can ask if you want somebody who's religious. If it's
I'm not, and I don't want that to be a problem because the female might be religious.
Well, that's what you can ask for. That
you,
you
ask
know,
someone with you ask for someone with an open mind who is willing to explore any possibility and is open to discussion and, you know, that kind of thing.
Spirituality and religion are two different things. So there's something to ponder for the next 6 months, what it means to you. Because
mm-hmm.
what it means to me, what it means to Marie is going to mean different things to different people. So, but they are two individual things. So get very clear on what you want. But that's where you need to get to really know yourself.
Yeah.
But you got it. You're doing. You've come a long way, Devin. So continue doing it. Good job. Good
yeah.
job.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Well, Mr. Devin, continue to work on yourself. Get really clear on who you want to bring into your life, and then call us back. All right. So we know what's going on.
All right.
Okay. Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Doodles.
Bye-bye. All right.
Oh, that feels better.
Okay. Hi there, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey there, Heather, who there?
Hello.
Hello,
my name is Brittany. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you say Brittany?
Brittany.
Brittany. Oh, Brittany. Okay, nice to hear from you. What can we do for you?
I was just calling in just to get a general reading, like whatever y'all pick up and whatever advice y'all have, y'all can just give it to me wherever your gift leaves you at.
Well, we're going to give it to you, let me tell you. First and foremost, I just have to sit here and say, oh, my God, you have a big, beautiful heart. Oh, my Lord, because I feel it just exuding through the computer. So I appreciate that energy coming here. Very, very loving
Thank
energy,
you.
Very loving energy. So just so you know, I see it and I feel it. So kudos to you. Kudos to you.
Thank you.
Let's see. What does she need to know for her highest and greatest?
Whatever little grudges that you're holding on, let them go. You don't need them anymore. So
okay.
throw them out the
okay.
window. Throw them out the window. You're done with them. You're done with those stories.
I'm hearing
okay.
that you're going to be coming into a whole new wealth of information. And
okay.
it's a higher vibrational way of how you look at things, how you see things, how you experience things. You've done a lot of hard work, and you're going to continue to do it, but you've come a long way, a very long way.
Mm-hmm.
So just so you know, the universe sees you and recognizes you and witnesses your growth, just so you know, because we can feel so alone and go, hello, does anybody even know I exist here and what I'm going through? And it's like, you are so surrounded by many who love you, many who love you. Angels, archangels, ancestors, past loved ones, like friends, acquaintances. There's a lot of people who are there to support you.
Don't be afraid to try something new, even if it feels uncomfortable. It's your guides really pushing you to come out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I know I came back home to start all over again. So, you know, I'm in a new relationship now. So what I'm going to do is I decided, like, you know, to save my money up and then, you know, move, like, to Chicago, Illinois, because, you know, I'm down in the South. I've been to Charlotte and Atlanta, and I just want to step out and just do something different.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And as you make your declaration on that, your guides are saying you're on the right path anyway. So, but as you stand firm in your decision, you'll find the doors will open up very easily for you.
Bam, bam, bam.
Yep. Yep. You'll be amazed.
You're on a really cool path, just so you know. Trust your guidance. Trust your guidance.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank y'all for everything.
You're
welcome. Thank you for calling in. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. I think this person was holding the floor. Hi there. Did you have a question? Who are we speaking with?
Hi. This is Zena from Atlanta.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. What can we do for you?
I have a question. I want to know, I guess, where I am in my business and if there are specific services that Spirit would like me to offer.
Mm. Do you do spiritual-based work?
I do.
Energy work?
Yeah.
Are you do you offer Reiki?
I just added it to my website today. I've been doing it for years, but I just added it yesterday.
There's going to be something that you're going to be doing with that. It's going to be something new that's going to be coming in. So this is a good time for meditation for you for the next step. But you're going to be blending it with the energy work that you do. And it's going to blow, I keep hearing, it's going to blow your mind away.
Okay.
Yep. I also hear to add some kind of, and you'll get this through meditation too, some kind of intention-based service. Those are the three words I keep saying over and over and over.
Intention-based service.
Mm-hmm. Service. Yep. That's something that you'll offer and people will be drawn to that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, just wait. Don't hang up yet because I'm getting more with the Reiki. You're going to be investing in prisms. They're going to be color prisms that you're going to use certain ones on people as you're doing Reiki energy, which it's going to be even more than Reiki, but that's how you're going to be selling it. But these little prisms, and it's like comes with a lamp, and it feels like you can put them over your clients or underneath them, but it feels like I see that they're more going to be on top of them, but it's going to affect their auric energy. It's going to be a completely different experience, It's going to blow your mind away. That's all I keep hearing, but it has to do with these prisms. So keep your mind open and look around for them.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye. Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Hi. My name is Alicia, and I'm from Minnesota.
Alicia. What can we do for you from Minnesota?
I was actually calling. I had 2016 was a rough year for me with the birth of my daughter. But I've had this feeling that I will have one more child, and I feel like this little spirit has been dinging me a little bit, like the presence. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I was just curious what you of another child at some point, and when you saw that, or anything you could pick up on that, on why, I guess, I'm feeling the presence of this little soul so strongly.
Well, I heard 2 years. 2 years.
There's a little boy who wants to come in.
Yeah.
A little spirit wants to come in the form of a boy.
Yeah.
But my God, is his energy going to be fantastic. He's going to be just a little gentle. Oh, my God, it's beautiful. Yep. Yep. But I agree with Marie. It's down the road here.
Yeah,
down the road.
It's 2 years, and he's wanting you to make sure that there is a cemented bond between you and your daughter.
Yes.
So before he comes in, there has to be that really cemented bond between the two of you.
My God, he's got very angelic energy. Angelic energy. So he's going to be high vibrational. So he's going to be a very sensitive child. So your daughter's going to prepare you for the sensitivity. But oh my God, he's going to be beyond gifted. Very gifted little boy.
Funny because I've also kind of felt it would be a boy as well. So that,
I
didn't know the persistence of him. Just was like, man, why is this on my mind all the time?
Okay, well, thank you very much. He's going 2 more years, but I want you to make sure you have a really good bond with your daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's just so special and so sweet, selfless,
He's very selfless.
Well, yeah, because it's interesting because your daughter is going to be a very good caretaker for him. I mean, she's going to love him to pieces. So it's going to be good. All good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you. You are
always wonderful. I enjoy hearing all your stories.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was a nice phone call. He's beautiful because he can go be home with his mama and stay here.
Hi there. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Well, I knew you were coming to Queen Goddess, and I'm calling from Goddess Land. How are you, goddesses?
We're fabulous, Queen
fabulous.
Goddess. How are you?
I am gratefully awesome.
Awesome. That's awesome. I mean, if you get the vision when you get on air that comes, it's just like literally this beautiful queen just comes right up. Woof.
And my face is very close to the computer, just so you know. I'm like, oh, I like the goddess energy. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. I thank you for that image. And my question is, what do the goddesses have to say to me?
Okay. The first word I heard is congratulations. You really recognize and you honor them, and that they appreciate because they're not being honored and recognized the way they need to be right now. So to continue holding space and bringing them into this world, that's a great job. You don't realize what you're doing.
Has Kali come in and kind of kicked your butt a little?
Not lately.
Okay. But she's pretty strong, and she said that she's saying that from time to time she has to come in and kick your butt just because you kind of get down on yourself, and that's when she has to come in and go, get up. So when you feel that, that's Kali.
And I'm seeing Ishelle, the medicine woman, with you.
How do you spell that?
Ishelle. I think it's, this is just me guessing, I-C-H. Michelle, E-L-L. Yep, that is one. I'll look her up for you.
Or it might be I-S-C-H-E-L.
Let's see how you
remember
say.
She's got a different kind of spelling.
She does. I'm looking her up. But man, is she big with you. So let's see. Ishelle. But I see her. She's gorgeous. Right here. It's I-X-C-H-E-L. Oh, yeah. You are a channel for divine healing power. And this isn't just for you. It's for those you work with. Do you do energy work with others? Do you do that?
I do.
Well, there you go. It's going to amp up, baby. It's going to amp up. Because the goddesses are really wanting to work with you closer than that.
They're saying that they want to present you with more gifts.
Yeah.
So just be open. Just let them know you're ready to receive.
Yes.
But let them know you want to receive one at a time because they all want to rush in and dump it on you now. And you'll be like, hold on a minute. So just let them know that they can come in one at a time. So they don't overwhelm you.
Yeah. Specifically call on Ishelle and Athena. Athena wants to help you with the wisdom part. There's going to be alchemy stuff that's going to be coming in. She wants to help you with. So those are two goddesses that are really wanting to work with you right now. this is refreshing. I don't get to sit here and feel this a lot. So it's like, oh, this is nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you both. And while I'm here receiving these wonderful blessings, one of you writes poetry, maybe both of you writes poetry, and it's time for you to do that. And I also see some of it being placed to music. I leave you with that, with gratitude and awesomeness. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
I shall. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Now, what did you say? Music?
Music, and we'll have to go back and listen to the replay.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Wait. Queen, are you still there?
I'm here. It was poetry.
What did you say?
Poetry.
And that some of it was going to be put to music.
Oh, okay. Huh. Interesting. That might be for Beth.
Oh, my God. It's like there's anxiety coming up. God, now you're pushing me to another level. Now you got to create poetry.
I could not create poetry if you paid me $1 million.
I could do poetry. I could. But to music. Oh, wouldn't that be cool? That would be cool. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank the goddesses. You're welcome. My pleasure.
All right.
Well, there is my other form of poetry that everybody's telling me I'm stepping into.
Wow.
Okay, I'll do it, girl.
Thanks again.
I'll do it, lady.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's like our last caller of the day.
Woo-hoo!
Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
222 people.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Lauren from New Jersey. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Very good. What can we do for you, sweetie?
I'd like to know if you see me getting a job in February.
February? I heard yes, you will. I'm hearing in 3 weeks. Pardon me?
Are they telling you if it's a contract or is it a permanent full-time position?
I'm hearing permanent, and then 3 weeks you're going to have an answer.
Oh, wow, because somebody's putting
But stay
right
positive.
Now.
It's really important that you stay positive right now. Positive, positive, positive.
And visualize yourself already having it. That's very important, especially on Friday with the new moon. So write down your intention and keep that already have it. Very positive. This is a very powerful manifestation week. So if you want it, it's yours.
Continue to have faith, trust, and encourage yourself that you are worthy and deserving of having this, but this job is going to be worth it. Definitely worth it.
Do you think it's in New Jersey or Pennsylvania? Because that applies to two companies.
I just heard Pennsylvania. What'd you get?
Okay.
Well, I heard the headquarters are in New Jersey.
Headquarters are in New Jersey. Huh. Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. All miracles right. are manifesting, people. Miracles are manifesting.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I need the job. I need it really bad.
Yep, it's coming. It's coming. So make sure you get out of that worry and that lower energy and just go, I know it's coming. It's here. And so visualize yourself in the environment that you want, the newness, the people. They're going to be positive. The interactions that you're going to have. You're going to love what you do. So stay in that momentum. Stay in that momentum.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And when you write your manifestations on Friday for the new moon, be very, very clear that it's there. It's there.
You got it.
Okay.
It
keeps stressing that. So, yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're very
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
You guys,
thank
it
you.
Is Bye-bye. Lovely. Oh, thank
sorry.
You.
Just kidding.
I'm sorry. So sorry for the last phone call. Lauren, right?
Yeah,
I didn't mean to cut you off, Lauren. I apologize. That was Beth. Just want to say thank you to everybody for calling in. This was a really fast hour.
Yeah, it was.
Like, wow,
it was.
I guess we talked for half hour.
But, I mean, you know, we really appreciate all of you. And
yes, we do.
I mean, 4 years have gone by very quickly.
Very fast.
But
like we said, we thought it was five.
Yeah. We've had a blast. I mean, we have a blast doing these shows, and we will continue to do them. And working on booking people for interviews. So you guys have a good rest of the week.
Yes.
And celebrate on Friday.
Remember, stay in peace and love, you guys. Stay
yep.
in peace and
stay
love.
Stay in light.
Yep.
Thank you.
Peace, love, harmony. Thank
All
you.
Right. See you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, too. Ooh, no.